Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 24 of Blissen Up. I am in shock right now that I am recording this podcast. I'm recording it way ahead of schedule because there's an impending storm that is headed towards Florida. And even though it's not projected to hit Miami, I wanted to be sure that I recorded my podcast before, you know, we were like in the thick of the storm, in the event that the storm shifts towards us or we lose power or maybe, you know, the kids are going to be out of school. A million things can happen. Like if you live in Miami and you know about hurricanes, you know that it's, you know, sometimes it's absolutely nothing and life goes on as normal. And sometimes it could be very disruptive. So I know this. And I wanted to make sure that my podcast was recorded and sent to the editor so that it could be released on Sunday, on Sacred Sunday, the way that it's supposed to be, without interruption, even if I was out of line, like if I was, you know, I didn't have electricity or power or whatever. And I cannot believe that I am being this level of responsible right now. Like I'm like blowing my own mind. And that is really what this podcast episode today is about. It's about stepping into new identities and recognizing when you have stepped into a new identity, because believe it or not, sometimes you work towards a new identity and you assume that identity before you even realize that you've assumed it. I'm going to have to explain myself because I don't know if I'm explaining myself correctly, but just hang tight with me because this is really important. It matters. And this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. So you may not know this about me, but one of my friends has labeled me the fire drill girl because she's known me for over 20 years. And the version of me that she knows is like a fire drill version of me. And let me explain what that means. In the past, I used to be the kind of person who procrastinated on things that I did not find to be significant. So that could mean, that could be all sorts of things like packing for a trip or planning a party. I still procrastinate on that, honestly, because it really, yeah, I do. But packing for a trip or planning for a party or studying for a test or I don't know, a series of things. I used to be the kind of person that was very disorganized at home. And then one random day, I would be like, I need to fix this because my house is going to explode and I'm going to explode and I need help. And on these days when I would have these attacks of, you know, crisis, I would call my friend who is a professional organizer and has a completely different personality than me. Her name is Nick. She has a company called Neat with Nick. She does professional organizing. So if you ever need a professional organizer, you know where to go. But anyway, I would call her and she would respond to me, oh my God, this is another fire drill. And because she had such a organized, non-chaotic, non-fire drill life, she always seemed to have time to be able to come on a whim and save me from my drowning escapade that I was going through. Eventually, she started getting a lot busier because she started this business and then now she doesn't have time for my fire drills anymore. So it's really good that I've updated my identity because she would not be available for me the way that she used to be back in the day. But anyway, that was kind of like my persona. I had this persona in which I kind of left things for the last minute, or I let things accumulate, or I let my life become chaotic, and then I had to scramble to fix that problem, scramble to make it unchaotic, scramble to get whatever I needed to get done. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I feel like I was always rewarded for that personality. What I mean is things always worked out. Like, even though I left things until the last minute, I could plan a party in 5 seconds. I could do things last minute because life is rigged in my favor, man. I always just figured out a way to get it done, and it was fine. I could study in the last minute for a test and pass. I could, you know, I had a friend who was a professional organizer and would come and save the day whenever my house was a mess. You know, I seem to always have the resources available to be able to, you know, compensate for that personality. And yet there came a point in time where that personality no longer served me because it caused anxiety. It caused too much scrambling. I had too many kids and I have a business that I want to run. And I was ready. I was ready to step up. I was ready to grow and evolve. And I knew that that personality was going to keep me stuck in a lot of different ways. And I was ready to move past that. So how do you move past something where that's been the way you've been your whole life, right? That's a tough one. It can be difficult to do. And I had done it once before. So that's how I think I knew that I was capable of changing my personality because I have changed my personality once before with the way that I ate. I used to be a junk food foodie. I ate really, really poorly. I loved sugar. I did not take care of my health. I was not mindful of what I ate. I did not understand anything about food. And I worked really hard at changing my identity and changing my lifestyle. And that was one of the hardest things that I had ever done in my life. So when it came time to change my fire drill personality, I already have proof that I could change my personality. But it's been a long journey. It's been hard to do because some habits are really ingrained in you. And again, because sometimes you are rewarded for your behavior in some way. And sometimes the easiest way to change is when you're in a crisis, like when you have hit rock bottom and life forces you into changing. And it's a lot harder, I think, to change just because you know that that's not the ideal identity for you when you're not in rock bottom and you're not in crisis. So I was not in rock bottom when it came to living as a fire drill. And yet I knew that it was time for me to change. So in many ways, I think that the upgrade has been harder for me than if I had like hit rock bottom and had no choice. But in my case, I did have a choice. So the first thing I want to point out in this is the word identity. Why do I talk about stepping into a new identity versus, let's say, adopting a new habit or changing my lifestyle? Like, why do I talk about identity? And James Clear wrote about this in his book, Atomic Habits, in such a great, articulate way. I had been talking about this for a long time, and then I read his book, and I'm like, why? Why did he put this in this book so clearly? Why didn't I write that book? But that's okay, because kudos to him. He did an amazing job. But he talks about how when we're trying to change something in our lives, there are three levels of change that can occur. The first level, or the first layer of how he calls it, the first layer is changing your outcomes. And changing your outcomes is changing your results, like losing weight, publishing a book, winning a championship. These are outcomes that are based on goals that you've set, right? The second layer of change is changing your process. And this is concerned with systems, right? So you implement a newer routine at the gym, or you declutter your house so that you can, you know, you declutter your house or you declutter your desk and for workflow, like things like that. Those are changes that where you're changing your process. And those are all important. But then there's a third and deeper layer. And the deepest layer of change is changing your identity. And this is about changing your beliefs, your self-image, your judgments about yourself and about others. So he writes in his book, outcomes are about what you get. Processes are about what you do. Identity is about what you believe. Many people begin the process of changing their habits by focusing on what they want to achieve. This leads us to outcome-based habits. The alternative is to build identity-based habits. With this approach, we start by focusing on who we wish to become. Who we wish to become. When you think about losing weight, publishing a book, having your own business, having kids, you know, just when you think about something that you want to achieve in your life, do you ever stop to consider the kind of people that achieve those things in their lives? The kind of people that have the identity with the outcomes that you are trying to achieve. And what I have found is that when you start to create a new identity instead of just trying to get a different outcome, you are able to achieve those outcomes better than when you just focus on the outcome. So a good example of this is losing weight. And I talk about this all the time because oftentimes clients come to me with that they want to lose weight. So when, you know, like let's say I'm having a consult with a client and they'll ask me a question. This is like the most common question when somebody wants to lose weight and they're coming to me as their life coach. They always ask me, well, do you have a meal plan that you're going to provide for me? And my response is always, you don't need to hire me for a meal plan. You can get a meal plan for free online. In fact, you can get a million meal plans. And chances are that by the time that you come to me, you have tried a million different meal plans and a million different diets. And most people spend their lives going from diet to diet to diet to diet to diet, trending and you know, this is going to be the thing that works, or that is going to be the thing that works, or that's going to be the thing that works, because they are trying to change their outcomes without actually taking a look at their own identity, their beliefs, their worldview, their mindset, the way that they approach their lives. That is like the foundational thing that allows you to really make significant change in your life. So when you are ready to make a change in your life, the first question that you get to ask yourself is, who am I trying to become? And then the next question is, why? Why do you want to become this person? Why does this matter to you? For me, I wanted to change my fire drill personality because, first of all, I really loved the sense of calm and order that I sensed in people who do not have a fire drill personality. People like my friend Nick, who just, you know, her life goes in an orderly way and she has things set up in a system. And because she has her life like that, she has actually more free time and more space to be of service, to be helpful, to do something last minute, to be spontaneous, because everything else in her life is in order. And, you know, interestingly, I thought for a long time that the reason I had a fire drill personality was because I love being spontaneous. I love being available to help my family or to spend the day with a friend or to be fully present in the moment. But I realized that I could have both. I could have a sense of order and calm and peace and be spontaneous and present and fully alive. I didn't have to exchange one for the other. So for me, it was like very, very important. And then the other aspect of that is I wanted to become a better leader. I wanted to start taking my business seriously. I think for a long time, I looked at my business more, you know, I'm a solopreneur. I work for myself and I love what I do. So when you love what you do and you are all by yourself in this world and you don't have like a, you know, you don't work for a corporation or a company, it could sometimes feel almost like a hobby. Like I don't even feel like I'm working half the time. But I wanted to take my business seriously and become a better leader so that the people that are on my team are, you know, so that I can lead them better, so that I can show up better for them, so that they can show up better for me because they know what to expect. And I've been working on that. This is, you know, this is a work in progress. I'm still working on this, but this is the who I wanted to become and the why. Right? It was just, I wanted to have a sense of peace. I wanted to have a sense of calm. And I wanted to be a person who took my business and my life seriously and a person who showed up as a really good leader. And in order to do that, I knew that fundamentally I had to kind of up level that fire drill persona into a person that was more organized and more calm and a little bit more strategic than what I had been so far. So once you know the who you're trying to become and the why, then the rest of the time you're just figuring out the things that get you towards that, right? The habits that you're adopting, the choices you make, the intentions you set, the affirmations you repeat, the visualizations you implement, like everything that you do is a little bit more directed because it's intentional, because you know who you're trying to become and you know why you're trying to become that thing. And that is what I've dedicated my life to doing for myself and also helping my clients to do. And, you know, I will say this. Oftentimes, we tend to avoid doing we know the who and we know the why, but we tend to avoid doing the thing because we have expectations that it should be done quickly and that it should be seamless. And at the first challenge that we come across, or the first time we hit ourselves in the head, or the first time that we revert back to old habits, we get down on ourselves and we think that we're just not meant to do the thing. And what I want you to take away from this episode is that this change requires a lot of energy. This change requires a lot of intentionality. It requires a lot of focus. It requires hitting your head against the wall. It requires making mistakes. It requires defaulting once in a while and reverting back to old ways and old habits and then picking yourself up again. I recently learned that airplanes burn the most fuel per minute in the initial climb right after takeoff, just until they get to the top. Why? Because that is when you need the most thrust to gain altitude quickly. Once you're in the air, you continue to waste fuel, but you don't burn it so rapidly, you know, and so much of it per minute as you do when you're like getting that momentum, when you're thrusting into the air. So we are kind of like that. At the beginning, when you are stepping into a new identity, it's going to require a lot of energy. When I first decided that I was going to change my eating habits, I started with this, like, I'm not going to eat any sugar. And not eating any sugar was exhaustingly complicated for me, because I had no idea all the things that I ate that had sugar. So I had to start reading labels. I had to start learning about what contains sugar. I had to start learning about what are other names for sugar that are not called sugar, but mean sugar in your body. I had to learn about what carbohydrates do. I had to learn all these things at the beginning that took a lot of energy. There was a huge learning curve when I first started to eat differently. So it consumed a lot of energy and it required me to really focus and pay attention and plan everything. And it was very, very, very all consuming. Similarly, when I went to declutter my house using the Marie Kondo method, again, I was trying to change my identity. So that stepping out of my that usual fire drill pattern of my house becomes a mess, I call a professional organizer, or they come, they fix the house, everything looks good again until my house becomes a mess again, and then I go into the same thing over and over and over again. I was trying to avoid that. I did not want that reality to exist. So when I went to declutter my house and I did the Marie Kondo method, I started from scratch. I went the long way. It consumed so much of my energy. It took up so much of who I was at the time. And I set a lot of things aside. I put a lot of things on the back burner and I made that my absolute priority so that I could change my baseline, change who I was. Because I believed from the bottom of my heart that if I could change that, that it would ultimately eradicate or at least minimize my fire drill persona. That was the ultimate goal. So as you are figuring out this identity that you want to step into, there are different facets of that identity and you work on them one by one. And little by little, when you start to look at the bigger picture, you start to realize that how you do one thing is how you do everything. So everything starts to change. Even just with one change, everything else starts to change. You start like that domino effect and that momentum, which leads me back to this podcast episode. The old me, the fire drill me, would have not found the time to be able to record this podcast ahead of time. I would have been too busy. I would have been running around like a chicken without a head. I would have had too many things on my plate. I would have wouldn't have had the inspiration to be able to record this podcast. I would have sat and tried to record the podcast, but I wouldn't have had the inspiration. I would have been drawing blanks because my personality is used to that procrastination and that, like, I have to perform when it's due. So I wouldn't have been able to perform because I knew in my head that it's not due until, you know, a few days from now. So I wouldn't have been able to do it. And that is, I think, why I'm so surprised, because what started as maybe just the decluttering ended up taking hold in different areas of my life. And little by little, I've been planning more. I've been using my calendar better. For purpose of this episode, it feels like I just started and completed this task within like a very short period of time. I think it sounds like that, but it's not really. Like, I have been working on different areas of my life for years, you know, to build this identity of eradicating my fire drill persona. Some things were left on the back burner and I didn't address until they became more important. But anyway, as I've been tackling different areas of that, I've stepped into a version of myself that was able to record this podcast ahead of time. And I think the reason I'm so surprised by it is because when you're in it, when you have your head down and you are doing the work, You don't even sometimes realize how far you've come. You don't even realize how much of this identity you've adopted until a moment like this hits you in the face. I've been doing this work for a long, long, long time. I've been working on just becoming a person who takes this seriously, who, you know, does things timely, who doesn't fall into the chaos, who can plan ahead. That was a huge hurdle for me. Huge, 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 huge. And then today, I was like, oh, I need to record my podcast ahead of time because I might not be able to record if the power goes out in a couple of days. And I just don't want to be put in that position. I mean, you know, I've only been recording this podcast since May, and I had fire drill moments with the podcast just a couple of months ago. Like, it's not like I started this podcast and had already overcome this persona. Like, this is literally a work in progress. You are seeing this in real time, my friend. And here I am recording it. And I found the content. I found the time. I found the motivation because I'm taking this seriously, because I'm stepping into this identity. And it feels great. It feels great to be able to do that. I'll never forget, I was talking to my client today, and I was sharing with her that I used to, when I first started eating healthy, I loved fast food. Loved fast food. I loved Burger King. I loved Taco Bell. I loved Wendy's. I loved all the things. But my favorite meal of all time was the chicken sandwich with cheese combo from Burger King. And I remember that I used to crave, like whenever I didn't meal plan or I didn't have my food with me or I wasn't prepared and I got hungry, I would crave a chicken sandwich with cheese combo. Like, that is what I would crave. And for years, I would resist, like fight the urge against having a chicken with sandwich cheese combo whenever I was in the mood for it. I'd be like, I have to wait till I get home. I got to plan better. I got to this, I got to that. Da, 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 da. And I still remember the last time that I ever had a chicken sandwich with cheese combo. It was in 2013. I had been eating healthy for 2 years. And my father was in the hospital. He was in at UM Hospital, which was like in downtown, far from my home. And I hadn't taken any food with me on that particular day. I was overwhelmed. He was still in surgery. And I was talking to my cousin on the phone. And I'm like, Jenny, all I want is a chicken with sandwich with cheese combo from Burger King. Because I still thought that was my identity. Even though I had been eating healthy for 2 years, I still felt like that was like my persona and I would still crave it. And I remember going, she told me, my cousin was like, just give yourself a break. You've been eating healthy for a long time. Just enjoy your chicken sandwich with cheese combo. Like, you're not going to die. Nothing's going to happen to you. Just go eat it. And I was like, okay, fine. So I went to Burger King. I went through the drive-thru. I got the chicken with sandwich cheese combo. I ate it. And I remember it gave me a horrible stomach ache and I didn't enjoy it the way that I thought I was going to enjoy it. And in that moment, I was like, oh my God, I've changed. Like, I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago. This isn't my default anymore. And I never, ever craved a chicken sandwich with cheese combo again. Even now, sometimes I'll think back and I'll be like, man, imagine if I were to like have a chicken sandwich with cheese combo. I'm having a tongue twister. A chicken sandwich with cheese combo from Burger King. Like, a little part of me still goes back to that old identity of mine. And is like, would I still crave it? Like, would I still want it? And I know that the answer is no. But it took me a long time to step into that identity. Well, it surprised me when I surprised myself when I just didn't like crave it anymore, when I just didn't need it anymore, when all of a sudden I'm really, really, really hungry and my default doesn't go to that, it's a surprise. So similarly, this episode, like my sitting here right now and getting on this microphone and putting this out there and talking to you and committing to this so deeply and so profoundly, because this has to come out on Sunday, for me is a huge step in my persona, in realizing that I'm not that fire drill girl that I used to be. Maybe there's little parts of me that still fall into fire drill mode once in a while, and I'm still working on it. But it's much, much better than it used to be. And the areas that matter most to me, because you're not going to be able to tackle everything at all times at all. You know, we cannot be perfect in this world, but we can certainly be significant. We can make significant impacts and significant changes to our identity and to our habits and to our lifestyle if we really focus on who we want to become, why we want to do it, and give ourselves permission to be consumed for a little while until it's not that hard anymore. I hope that this has helped you in deciding what are the identities that you want to step into. You're going to be hearing this on Sunday. I don't know what the outcome is going to be of the hurricane, but if you were in the hurricane's path, I hope that you are safe. I hope that you are well. I hope that you're sheltered. I am sending you so, so, so much love. And I hope that today, when this podcast episode comes out, we're on the other side of the storm and that everybody is okay. That is my hope. So happy Sacred Sunday. And I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.